Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser, and you were just listening to a song called Eyes on Me by As One. And As One are two beautiful women. They're sisters from Illinois. They're two of the artists that will be involved with Raw Artists. Today, our show is focusing on independent artists, an organization called Raw Artists out of California. And with me today is the event manager, Laurel Erlane, help me with your name, and she is calling in from Los Angeles, and we're so excited. The dashboard is lit up with artists from all over the Midwest region that will be participating in this program later in the program, so stay with us for the full hour. Laurel, welcome to the program. Let's see. Sorry about that, little technical glitch. Laurel, how you doing? Are you there?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's bright and sunny in California.
Yeah, well, we have a little bit of sun here, so keep that sun coming so that we have a beautiful turnout. Next Thursday, February 27th, is the showcase in St. Louis. But you have you been traveling to some other cities to see their showcases?
Yeah, we, RAZA, an international independent arts organization. So we actually have 65 different locations across the U.S. We're also in Canada, Australia, and we've just launched in the U.K. So all of the other showcase directors and I do have the pleasure of traveling to our different locations. St. Louis is my territory, so I will be with St. Louis for the 2014 season. We are putting on events there on every other month basis, and we are hand-selecting independent artists to be involved in each of those shows. So St. Louis is kind of my baby, and we definitely have a lot of other wonderful shows happening both throughout the nation and internationally.
Fantastic. And how did you hear about Raw for the first time? What made you want to go work with them?
Yeah, so I actually, I started out, I've always been involved in the creative industry. I actually have a BFA from Parsons, the New School for Design. I was in New York City. I used to work for a contemporary art gallery, and then I did a little bit of work curating, traveled around Europe. I actually have a degree in art and business from the Sotheby's Art Institute in London. And I kind of transitioned out of the fine art world and a little bit more into the marketing and advertising world. I used to work for a magazine, moved back from the East Coast to California, to Los Angeles, where I grew up, and I worked for a magazine called Swoop. And we actually had partnered with Raw a couple years back on Raw Awards. Now, Raw Awards is this really awesome event that happens at the end of each calendar year where we take the best of all of our different 9 categories of art. So in Raw, we showcase artists in visual art, photography, fashion, hair, makeup, performing art, music, and film, and accessories, of course, as well. And we really highlight the best of the best from the nation and put them into this big award show, which we call Raw Awards. So we kind of give awards. We invite industry professionals out. It's kind of the ultimate Raw show. And I actually was involved in that a couple of years ago when I was working with the magazine called Swoop that was actually working directly in conjunction with Raw. So that was my first kind of entree. And just got kind of reconnected. I really believe in what Raw stands for. We are, for artists, by artists. Everyone who works within the organization has been involved in the creative industry within their own right, and it's basically a really great opportunity for young and emerging artists to come together, to network, to communicate, to join this artist directory, and to get involved with the creative community at large.
Wow. Well, I can't even imagine the award event, and I hope to go someday just to even witness it. I've seen the videos on YouTube and really want to encourage everyone listening to go to YouTube and type in Raw, R-A-W-R, Awards, or Raw Artists, and they have a channel there on YouTube, and check out some of the videos from the various cities. Have you gone to other events besides the big awards event?
Yeah, I've been to, we have events in, I live in Los Angeles actually, so I work at the headquarters here, so whenever we have shows kind of a local around the California area, I definitely try and get out to those. Whenever I'm traveling to other locations, I try and go to those as well. They're happening all the time, just kind of depends on what city I'm in.
Okay, cool. And so what's exciting about the theme for this year? Awakening is the theme. I love how there's these great themes that people can rally around. Tell us about the theme for the Raw Artist Show, not only in St. Louis, but several of the cities are using that theme.
Yeah, sure. I mean, every month we pick a theme and we pick a graphic. It's really kind of an open format. It isn't necessarily something that the artists particularly cater to. I guess it's a way of naming the exhibitions. And so we always try to use some type of an adjective which we think is going to be able to fit and describe all of the different artists across all the different genres. We kind of, bring a bunch of different artists together. So I guess Awakening is this kind of uplifting of all the creative energies coming together.
Oh, neat. And what do you love best about the events? I mean, you have some behind-the-scenes experience as well as experience as a sponsor and a media partner. What do you like best about it?
Yeah, great question. It's definitely the artists. The artists are a number one priority for me. Coming from a fine art background myself and coming from a curatorial world where, I used to make studio visits, it's really nice to get to know the artists, to have those personal interactions, to make those artist calls throughout pre-production where, I'm communicating with them and finding out what their needs are. And I really, to find out how it can be a wonderful, positive experience for them. So, it really wants to be a platform where, artists can start to collaborate. And so I, I'm more than happy to give them any of my advice from different experiences. And, I like to get to know them and really just encourage them to pursue a creative career. I definitely think artists are the movers and the shakers of, our culture and society. We're kind of creating these awesome artifacts which are, you know, projecting our society forward. And it is such a pleasure to be around so many creative minds. And, you know, we have a lot of fun. It's great to see the smile on people's face, to kind of calm their nerves, you know. Right, a lot of artists have maybe never exhibited before, or maybe never seen their fashion designs go down a runway, or possibly have not performed before. Some of them are more seasoned and they do it all the time, but this is really an awesome PR event for them to kind of keep themselves working and motivated and doing really new and great things. And, you know, also getting to meet all their friends, their family, their support network, all the people that they bring out. It's just so wonderful to, you know, bring people together. It's a, you know, 21 plus cocktail attire event. We have a lot of fun. We have a host and a DJ. You know, our host Austin Pfeiffer is actually a good friend of mine from college. We went to school together in New York. He's a great man, very hilarious. And DJ Absolutely is a young emerging artist, Maxwell's real name, and he it's just it's a lot of fun. You know, I think the Coliseum is a really great venue for it, and I think it all, just when it all comes together and, you know, the artists are all there, it really does light up the room and everything just shines, and all the smiles are the best thing for me, Brenda.
Well, I have to really comment on your mentioning the, you know, some artists are on the runway or in a fashion show for the first time, because that was my experience. I had not had art jewelry as part of a fashion show on a stage. We had had art jewelry in some fashion shows at some smaller events with, like, some professional women's organizations. But as you know, I make jewelry. Our business is called Butterfly and Moon Designs. And a friend of mine who's a model, Mary Enderly, suggested I apply last summer. And I, you know, it was sort of a bold or scary, or I don't know, just throwing my hat in the ring, wasn't sure I'd get accepted. And then when we got accepted, it really did fast forward the whole jewelry business. We started taking it more seriously, making new designs, going outside the boundaries of some traditional designs and trying some new things with feathers and repurposed beads from Africa and other countries. And to see our jewelry matched up with one of the fashion designers, Tahonda Edwards, it was just so thrilling. And she's coming back this showcase this month, and exciting to see her designs. And, you know, for some of the artists involved, it's a second career or it's a career later in life, because many artists got the message, as I did, you know, go get a real job, get some pay, you know, do a career, you know, your art is secondary. And now it's almost like Raw Artist has given me permission to put my art first and not second, and to meet other artists that are doing their art full-time and taking it seriously is just an incredible community of support.
That's so wonderful, Brenda. Thank you so much for sharing. That's definitely what we're all about. I think everybody has, you know, a hidden artist within them. And, you know, one of the most rewarding things I think about my profession is sometimes I, you know, when I'm scouting and searching for artists, because I do hand select all of the artists who are in the showcases, you know, I run into artists who are like, wow, gosh, you know, I've never been in a show. I've never done something before. I never really thought that my work was, you know, that great, or I never really believed in myself. I never believed that.
We've lost audio. If you're listening, please stay with us. We've lost our guest speaker, so we're going to continue talking, and hopefully she'll call back in. Maybe she has some technical difficulties with her line. So we were talking with Laurel Erlane, the event manager for Raw Artists, and with us today on hold are several other artists that are in Raw Artists this year and in the showcase coming up in St. Louis on February 27th. In
St. Louis at the Coliseum, 2619 Washington Boulevard. So I'm going to go open the line to the singer as one of the two singers in that group. We listened to their song at the opening of the program. And with me is Niami. Is that how you pronounce your name? Welcome. We're opening up the line, so hopefully she can hear me. Are you with us? Not sure what's happening.
Hello?
So we have some little gremlins in our computers today. I'm going to open up the lines to some of the other artists. We have Melissa Rowe, who's a photographer, and we have Lucky Michael Benvenue. I love that name. It's a French name. And go ahead, artist. Is Michael there? Okay. Not sure why we lost audio. Bear with us, everyone. We're calling back in. Well, apparently people can hear me because they're texting me, and I appreciate those text messages, but I can't hear anyone, so it's the audio on my end. So I am going to call on Melissa first, and Melissa, if you can begin speaking, we'll see if we can hear you. So Melissa is one of the photographers in Awakening in St. Louis coming up February 27th. Melissa, can you hear us? Oh, this is really unfortunate that we're having these technical difficulties. She can hear us, but we can't hear her. So we'll try Michael. Michael, go ahead. Say hello. Okay. And not sure why we have this audio. This has never happened. It's probably because we have so many lines on hold. We have several artists calling in from around the area. And one of these lines, it's going to be the lucky line that we'll be able to get on the air. This is so embarrassing because it's never happened to me in 2 years of broadcasting. So I may need to call back in. I don't know why this is not working. Hello, can you hear me now? All right, folks, stay with us. I'm going to call back in. Okay, I think we're back online. Can everyone hear me? I text me if you can. I can hear that we're broadcasting again, so hopefully this is now working. So, Melissa, we were trying to connect with one of our photographers. And, Laurel, you're still on the line with us? Okay, so it's Laurel's line we lost. So I'm going to drop Laurel. Laurel, please call back in. We're going to have to drop you. Maybe it's something to do with California. Who knows? But I can't seem to load the other calls. So we will try to open up the lines again here and see if we got Joe on the line or Melissa or Michael.
Hello.
Michael,
I'm
hello.
Here.
Is that you?
Yes. Can you
hear me? Excellent. Yes, finally. This has never happened, but we've never had so many lines on hold either. So, Michael, how did you get the name Lucky Michael Benvenue?
Well, actually, Lucky is my kind of like a nickname. Aaron is my legal name, and Michael is my middle name.
Okay. And what's your role with Raw Artists this coming week on February 27th?
This week, I am a fashion designer. Obviously, I'm in the fashion department. I started the brand in 2012, and I was listening to what you were saying, and I was kind of facing the challenging task of when treating fashion, I don't want to be kind of like conventional and do something everybody else has done. So I wanted to be open-minded and creative and do something really exclusive with my brand and with all my designs. So with that challenge, I kind of, you know, had to be extremely creative and just go outside the box. When you think of a brand, I would kind of like compare my brand to a Rolls-Royce. I don't do high-volume product. I do all my product in low volume. And usually when I do a collection, it consists of 15 outfits, and I only make one design per size. So it's really limited. No matter how big the brand gets, I don't want to mass produce any of my product because that kind of loses value to me. I would rather have the image of high craftsmanship compared to just high revenue.
Oh, I love that. That's exactly what we do with our jewelry, too, Butterfly Moon Designs. We make a design, and that stone we may never be able to get again. That design we may probably will never repeat again. And so all of our jewelry pieces are one of a kind. And I have not met a fashion designer that has made clothing with that approach. So your business is called Exotic Beauties. Is that correct?
Exotic Beauties Club and Dancewear. And the whole concept is we focus on dancewear and clubwear, socialites, models, dancers, and, you know, just pretty much anybody and everybody. If you can dream it, we can design it. We're up for any challenge. I would like to thank my sister's Classy and Sassy Customs. She's out in California, so without her, I would definitely not be in this position. And, you know, I appreciate her taking on a task and, you know, my workload because, you know, she has her own thing going on. And I said, listen, give me a chance and, you know, it'll work out. So she gave me the opportunity, and here we are.
I mean, how did you hear about Raw, or when did you apply?
Last year, I attended the Raw event, and it was a good vibe. I loved the show. It was very live and lots of energy put into it. And now this year, I have a couple collections done, and I decided to just apply. And, you know, I got the call back, and I was so excited because this is my first show. And it kind of meant a lot to me. I know my work is there, and it's good. And it just kind of, like, revealed to me that I was actually going to be in a show. It was just kind of like a great feeling. All the hard work is paying off, and other people are noticing that the brand is worthwhile.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing your fashions. Will you'll be on the runway and doing a fashion show?
Yes, definitely.
Fantastic. Well, maybe we can partner up and have our jewelry with your fashions, and I'm excited to see your creativity. I know your website. I want to make sure people know about that. It's Exotic. It's like exoticbeauties.com. So check him out, Lucky Michael Benvenue, also on Facebook. And we're going to go now to the R&B duo called As One. I love this name because it just is so metaphysical. It's like we're all one, and they got their name from blending their harmonies so tight that they mesh as one. They're two sisters from Springfield, Illinois, named Ayana and Nyambi Roland. They've been singing for about 10 years. They got started in a church, as so many singers, R&B singers have. They have two CDs out. We have their song was opened our program today, Eyes on Me, and we'll be playing that again at the closing of the program. So are you with us, Nyambi?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Excellent. Yes, it's working. Thank God. So tell us about your publishing company called Beautiful Melody. I can't hear you now, so. Okay.
So we're live again. I think my phone is on the blink or something, but sorry about that. I couldn't hear you. But I assume you were telling us about your company. Naomi, are you there with us? Okay, can you hear us? I'm going to have to call back in. This is not...
Brenda, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm not sure what everybody else is hearing.
Okay, all right. Well, we were talking with Naomi. Are you still with us? Okay, I can't hear her. So this is just the weirdest thing. Michael, this is Michael now?
Yeah.
Okay. Very strange that you are in and no one else is.
Hello?
We have Joe with us. Joe is one of the painters and artists involved with the show, and would like to go to Joe right now.
Hello?
Hi, Joe. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Go ahead. We wanted to ask you how you got involved with Raw Artists.
Actually, it was through a friend that I heard about Raw. It was a former Raw artist, too, Katie Lane. And she was in the show last year, and we actually went to school together, and she told me about it. I checked it out and submitted my work, and I found out, this year that I made the show, and I was very excited about it. Like Michael said, it's my first show, too, so I can't wait.
Awesome. So tell us about your inspiration, because you have sort of an unusual take, and I really like it as well, about the universe and seeing things, how we're connected. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy of how you approach your art.
Well, it's kind of strange, but I am an artist, and I am also in love with everything science. I am actually going to school right now for liberal arts, and I've been taking a number of classes in art, and I plan on taking classes in physics and mathematics and things like that. So I think that is, the basis of my artwork. I think all of that comes into play when I paint some of the paintings that I've done. And it's just, my love of, science and astronomy and space and things like that, that all, comes out as well. And it all meshes together to make some interesting stuff. So.
And what are you looking forward to with Raw? Are you looking forward to having a video made and some of the nice benefits they provide the artists?
For sure, yeah. And like I said, this is my first art show, so I'm really looking forward to connecting with other artists and just really seeing what St. Louis has to offer as far as the art community goes. Hello?
Hi, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, there was some weird audio stuff. I'm just looking forward to, connecting with artists in St. Louis and experience what Raw is about.
Well, fantastic. Well, your work is available also online on each artist has a showcase page, and your page on Raw Artists is what, rawartists.org/?
Joe Sanders.
Joe Sanders?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we want to make sure that listeners go to rawartists.org and look at the various artists that are involved in this year's show. They each have a profile page. They each will be getting a video made by a professional videographer and headshots, which is such a great benefit to the artist involved because they have that video then posted on YouTube. They can post that on social media, on their own websites, and that alone, that marketing package is probably worth a couple thousand dollars. So it's really wonderful what they're doing for all the different artists. So thank you for being with us, Joe. We're going to go over to Melissa. Melissa, are you on the line with us?
I sure am.
Oh, fantastic. Yay. Melissa Rowe, we've become friends on Facebook and chatting along, and thank God for social media because it has built a community among all of these artists. Tell us about your expectations for RAW this year.
Well, like everybody else so far, this is my first show. I'm very excited, very nervous. Can't wait to meet a whole bunch of great people, which I already have, and we're not even at the show yet. I'm just really excited to have people see my work, like my work, and, you know, get a chance to meet some more great St. Louisans.
Oh, cool. Now, how did you get started with photography?
It's been a passion since high school. I started doing it in high school, and I just really never lost the desire. I love getting out and hiking and seeing nature and seeing such beautiful things in our world and preserving them and sharing them. And it's just kind of spiraled from there and become a dream and something that I want to pursue and really help and share with people.
And what are you looking forward to this year? Do you have some friends coming to support you?
I have a ton, thankfully. I love every one of them. They are wonderful. And I've made some new ones. So I'm really excited about that. Lots of people coming, hopefully.
Awesome. And what else is on your calendar this year? Do you have other shows coming up in the spring?
I don't, not yet. I have a couple weddings coming for my photography, and I have some events and stuff coming up in my field. But as far as shows, I don't have a whole lot. I am going to try to make a couple more RAW events if there's some that are kind of close that, I can travel to. So I'm very excited about the exposure that we're all going to get from such a wonderful event.
Yes, I was going to have on one of the artists, Christy Napier. She was one of the artists that won in Tennessee in the RAW Artists there, and she's at work today, could not call in, but she is looking forward to participating, and that is one of the benefits of being a RAW artist is that you can go to another showcase in another city. So what city did you want to go to? Do you want to display your work in another city?
Well, anything that's somewhat local to St. Louis that I could get to just to get some more exposure and meet some more wonderful people. There's been a lot of wonderful artists that have become friends on Facebook, because of this event. So it's just anything local.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And where can people find your work? Do you have a website Facebook?
Sure. Sure do. We have both. We're at melissarowephotography.com. It's real simple, real user-friendly. And then we're on Facebook at Melissa Rowe Photography, LLC. So, or you can just find the links on the RAW event.
And I do want to ask this question because we are on a network called Greater Good Ministries that tries to promote positive energy and spiritual principles, and you mentioned in your bio that you do meditation. And how do you think meditation helps inform your art and see the world through different eyes?
Oh, it's wonderful. I just started doing it this year because of one of my best friends, and she got me into it, and I've got to say it's amazing how just through meditation, it clears out all the daily mumbo-jumbo and the little stuff so that your ideas can come through and you can just have great breakthroughs with your art just by simply connecting with your inside, your soul, and letting that come out.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a short break. We have to do a station identification. Everyone, please stay with us. I think we've gotten all the kinks worked out of the technical issues that we were having, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in less than 2 minutes. You're listening to Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser, your host, each Friday, 12 noon Central. Stay with us.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business. featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. You're listening to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser on GGM Radio. And now, back to the show.
We're going to go back to our R&B duo. Welcome back, by the way, to Alive to Thrive. As one, the two sisters we were talking about before we started having some technical issues, wanted to welcome back to the program, Niambi, are you with us? Okay, maybe she has us muted out.
Hello?
We're going to go to this. Hi, can you hear us, Niambi?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we wanted to ask you how you got started in your music business.
We started in church, and I was always a shy one. My sister, Ayana, who's not on the phone, she's at work, she was always the one singing everywhere. And then one day she said, you know what, Nambi, you have the talent. You need to do it. So I was really, really shy. And so I did it, and from there I loved it, and we just decided to do it professionally. That was about 10 or 11 years ago. But we
Fantastic.
Started in church, and, yep.
And how did you get a publishing company off the ground?
Well, we're members of ASCAP, and actually, if everybody doesn't know, anybody can start a publishing company. If you're with BMI or ASCAP, and we started a publishing company because we write our own songs, and you have to have a publishing company to collect the other half of your royalties, so we decided to make our own. And we called it Beautiful Melody because my sister's name is means beautiful flower. My name means melody, so it just fit.
Oh, I love that. Your sister's name means beautiful.
Ayana, yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
Ayana
means beautiful flower, and my name means melody. Our parents, and actually our dad's name is Elvis. He named all his he named all his kids African names. And it actually fit us, you know, my name being Melody. I don't think they knew I was going to sing because they're not singers, but it just all, you know, worked out.
Now, you say Africa, is that Swahili or what language is, what African language?
Yeah, it is. It's a Swahili name. Yep, and my dad, he had a book when he went to college, and he kept it for a lot of years. And he just named all his daughters, his four girls, and he named us all African names.
Have you traveled to Africa yet?
No, I haven't. I do want to go there one day, but...
Okay, well, I'm going to be talking about how you can travel there, actually. One of my big dreams was to travel to Ghana, and there's a program called Global Mamas. You can go to globalmamas.org to read about it. They bring U.S. women over to Ghana. You teach the African women business skills. You could teach them how to start their own publishing company, for example, and then you learn about their culture and their art. Some of them make fabric and clothing, and they bring the fabric and clothing through fair trade, through Global Mamas to the U.S., and they also make beads and jewelry, which is the program I'm interested in studying with because of my jewelry business, the Butterfly Moon Design. So it's probably within reach that you can go to Ghana with me.
Oh, wow, that would be cool.
Yeah, you never know. So tell us about where you get your inspiration to write music.
We get our inspiration just through life experiences. Every song that we've written is probably something that's happened to us, happened to somebody in our family. And so that's where we draw all of our experiences from, just living life. You know, that's the best songs. Because then when you sing them, you can relate to it and you can get into it, you know, emotionally, you know, just based on, you know, your own life experiences.
Wow. So what's the hardest part about the music business?
The hardest part about the music business is just, you know, first of all, maintaining the energy to do it. You know, with all of us, you know, working full-time jobs. Afterwards, you're trying to work on your own career. So it's like you're working 8 hours, and then you're coming home and trying to do your own business. That's the hardest part. And also, you know, being a woman, you know, you're dealing with a lot of men, and it's been a lot of experience with that. I won't go into that, but it's just harder, you know, being a female. And also my sister, she has a daughter, and actually this will actually be our first show back from a while because my sister just had a son in October. So this will be our first show on the stage for almost a year. Well, we had a show when she was pregnant, like a family reunion, but singing our own songs, we took a little hiatus. But it's just hard, you know, being a woman, being a parent, and just trying to deal with the industry, coming up with the money, and just finding the time and keeping the motivation.
Yes, and so funding your, how have you funded making your two independent CDs or original albums that you've made? How did you get the funding for that?
Our funding just basically came from our own pockets, you know, just our jobs. We just, you know, instead of going out of town or instead of, you know, going to buy clothes or whatever, having fun, we, you know, put it on our music. And, you know, here and there we've had friends help us here and there, and our parents, of course, but mostly just funded by us. We just wanted to do it, and it can be very expensive, very expensive. As we all,
well, maybe crowdfunding sites, maybe some crowdfunding sites can help you. But you've accomplished quite a bit in a short amount of time. You've been on BET, Black Entertainment Television, and Fox News, as well as doing voiceover work for MTV. What was that like working with MTV?
Oh, that was really fun and very stressful. When they came to us, we only had a week to pretty much put together like a song for, it was a show called Totally Clueless, and we had to just like get it done in an extreme amount of time. And when we sent it to them, they wanted us to make changes, so we had to change it within an hour. So it was stressful but exciting. And when we heard the song on the show, it was just cool. Like, oh my God, that's us!
Oh, so my goodness!
It was a really good experience.
Now, is your sister on one of the other lines? Did
I'm
she call
sure.
in?
I'm not
okay.
sure.
Okay. Well, I'm
going to
go. Okay. I noticed the time. We have about 15 minutes left. I wanted to go to one of the other lines. We have a caller on area code 217. Caller, are you one of the artists in the show? Area code 217? Okay. And how about 718? We have someone calling in from 718.
No, I'm not. Hello?
Hello. You're listening in today? Welcome.
Yes, I am. How are
okay.
you? Wanted to do some reading on myself. That's the reason why I called.
Okay, great. Well, just listen in. Thanks for joining us. We do have Butterfly Moon designer Patrice Billings on with us. She's the other half of my jewelry business. We make handcrafted jewelry, wire-wrapped pieces, stones. We use beads from Africa and other countries. We really like to showcase women that are making the beads by hand, from countries like Nepal and Australia and different things. Patrice, are you with us?
I am, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Well, tell us what you liked about RAW. It was definitely a different environment for someone who's a former police officer and helicopter pilot and
someone that lived quite a different life than an artistic life, so to speak. What was it like going to your first RAW event last September?
Well, that is all true as well. But, yeah, it was fantastic. And like some of the first-time artists that you've had on the line today, you know, I was a little nervous. But I can tell you and reassure those that are going, there's nothing to be nervous about. It's just a wonderful environment. Everybody makes it fun and exciting. And it was just incredible to meet all of the other artists and to just see where they came from and how they got started and see their final products hanging on the wall and, you know, even the live performances. All these artists are just so talented, and it was just, you know, such a wonderful cross-section of all the genres, and I was just blown away by the whole thing. And again, there's nothing to be nervous about. It's just a big party and celebratory atmosphere that really meshes with all of the artists in attendance.
Well, I knew you wanted to see one of the performing artists who was an escape artist. What was that like? Tell us about that.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, you never know what to expect, but I remember meeting him initially at the first walkthrough, thinking, oh, well, this is going to be, you know, a Houdini. But he had a wonderful show, and it was packed. We were in a venue that was two levels, and he was on the upper level and had an assistant and drew from the audience and just made it very exciting. And it was great to watch him and know that, you know, he's one of the local artists around here that is available for, you know, parties and events. And it was just, you know, one of those things where you just know these people are out there, but you don't know where to contact them. And it was great just connecting with everybody. And I'm sure I'll see a lot of these people again in the future.
How did it change your self-definition as an artist? I mean, how did you feel before, and how did you feel after in terms of seeing yourself as an artist?
Yeah, good question, because I think a lot of the other artists are going to find the same thing, that not knowing what to expect, I found that it really elevated me and our work to another level. And I think that's the most incredibly exciting part of the whole deal, is that, you know, we are on a different level now with being involved and having been chosen and juried into the RAW scene. You're just, you know, you're going along with your work, knowing it's good, but never being showcased in quite such a manner. And I find that, you know, that particular venue is just incredible for artists to see. You know, they've arrived and they're on the scene, and their stuff really means something to a lot of other people, not just to themselves. So that's what I found. The whole thing is just elevating my work and our work to the next level, and knowing that it's good enough to compete with anybody else out there.
And The voting that takes place after the event, there'll be voting probably in the beginning of March, as there was after the event in September, where people, the various artists, get votes to be considered as one of the finalists in the city. And then those finalists, as Laurel was talking about at the beginning of the show, are then considered for the RAW Awards that takes place once a year in Los Angeles. So want to wish everyone luck in that process to go forward and to go to other cities. I personally would love to go to Australia or to London. That's my big dream, to participate with RAW. But closer to home, as Melissa was talking, you know, maybe making a road trip down to Memphis or Nashville or, you know, one of the neighboring states, maybe up to Chicago, to one of the RAW artist event there. And RAW does have not only a Facebook page, want to make sure everybody follows that and shares that with their friends. Also on Twitter, I noticed there's a RAW artist Twitter handle for all the various showcases. There's about, as Laura was saying, over 60, and you can follow, you know, RAW artists
Brisbane, Australia, for example, or some of these other exotic cities that are international. And so if you are an artist, either on the phone now or listening later, you know, connect with these other groups through Twitter, through Facebook, through YouTube. And the video experience of getting a professional video made by Peter Wozniak, I believe is his name, is how you pronounce it. He is from Europe originally. He has a beautiful studio, and he makes it very comfortable process to have this short video made, and then those are posted on YouTube. And, you know, it's up to each and every artist to promote that video link. It comes out about 2 to 3 weeks after the event, but it always has some highlights of the whole show, and then it has a piece of each individual artist. So I want to go over to Michael. Thanks, Patrice. We really appreciate you joining us. I know you're super busy trying to finish up your book. You're writing a crime fiction novel loosely based on your life, and I know that's been a big project in addition to making the jewelry. So we'll let you go, and thanks for hopping onto the call.
Thanks, Brenda. Glad to be with you.
Okay. Michael, are you with us again? We may have lost Michael. We have a caller on 636-527, and like to welcome them to the program. Are you one of the artists?
I am. This is Christina Kling Garrett from Klings and Things Photography.
I am so excited you called in. I didn't know which number who was attached to this phone number. So tell us a little bit about your art.
I'm a little bit like Melissa. I like to find beauty in everyday objects, and just I look for things that other people might not see, you know, stop and see as, oh, wow, that's really beautiful. I need to appreciate that. And so I seek that out and try to really frame it nicely and capture it.
And so have you been doing your art full time?
No, I started photography when I was little and kind of all growing up, and then when I went off to college, I became an English major and worked for a publishing company, and kind of have started it, doing it as a side business, you know, the last couple
mm-hmm.
years.
Right. And so how do you think being in a show like Raw Artists will help your photography business?
I am so excited. I think this is going to be one of the biggest things ever. I've been in other gallery shows and other showcases, and I'm just so excited about this venue and to have so many different types of artists involved and in such a great location. I think it's just a wonderful way for St. Louis to meet so many different cool people that they wouldn't have gotten a chance to know about otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to events at the Coliseum before?
I have not, and I can't wait to get down there.
Were you there the day of the walkthrough with the snow blizzard?
No, I was actually stuck in Boston.
Yeah, there was a lot of snow that day,
yes,
but luckily
was.
The weather has cleared. So tell us about how you found out about Raw Artists and what inspired you to apply.
I'm in a couple other photography, national photography groups, and some of my friends were in it, and they kept talking about it. And so I went on the Raw website and checked them out, and I was like, this sounds really amazing. And so I applied, and I applied probably 18 months ago. So when I got asked to be in this show, I was just so excited because I've kind of been like, oh, okay, I didn't get in. That's fine. I'll move on. And so then I was like, ooh, yay.
So yeah, I think your story is so typical of in terms of so many people that have pursued some type of job, you know, for that regular paycheck, but really have a passion for photography or art or fashion,
exactly.
as Michael and others, or myself with jewelry, and to take your art seriously and to bring it to the world. I find it's bringing joy, it's bringing harmony. People feel good about it. It's just such a positive energy environment where we got to go to one of the Raw Artist showcases in Boulder, Colorado, about a few weeks before the one here in St. Louis last September. We were out in Colorado in August, and it was just
so exciting to meet these other artists. And, of course, you get to be on the guest list and go to these events in other cities, talk to the artists about what inspires them, buy the art. I think the thing that impressed me was that the art was so affordable. And mm-hmm. people think of art as being thousands of dollars, and, you know, some art is. But the art at Raw Artists, I find it's very affordable. People can go home that night with a photograph that's suitable for framing for their wall or for their office, painting like by Joe Sanders, or fashion to wear that's practical and beautiful. So there's a lot of art that will be available for purchase, and really want to encourage listeners and followers and friends to make a purchase and to support the artist of your choice. You know, you can give it as a gift, you can buy it for yourself, but we really need to support each other's art. I know I bought several things the night of the Raw Artists here in St. Louis, and we can support each other and certainly encourage, expose our friends to each other. And with 40 or more artists participating and each of us having 1,000 or more friends, you know, we've now been exposed to thousands and thousands of people that appreciate art, appreciate that independent spirit, and can help. We can all help each other. And I love that community that grows up around Raw Artists. It's not just the event coming up on February 27th at the Coliseum. It's the community before and after that we all stay in touch. And having this show today has been really fun. And I apologize again to everyone for the technical glitches in the beginning. That's never happened before, but we've had a dashboard just lit up with calls from artists, and with the event manager calling in from California. It was really fun to have her on as well. And we hope to see everyone in 1 week, February 27th. Get your tickets at rawartist.org. Support the artist of your choice, and do share this audio link, because this radio show will be available for listening 24 hours a day from now until the event and beyond, so you can put it on your websites, you can put it on your Facebook page. The links are always on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/alivetothrive, and we encourage people to like each other's fan pages there and continue to build community. We are going to close out the program again with a song by one of the Raw Artists. The band is called As One. They are two women that are an R&B duo. So thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week at the event.